He supports and helps us, providing that we want to become free of these wrong attitudes. That is decisive. To truly learn to pray, honesty toward ourselves is necessary. Each day is not like the others. Let us critically observe ourselves. At the moment we search for prayer thoughts, we are searching in our head, in our subconscious. We should then recognize that we are repressing thoughts and becoming tense. So if problematic thoughts assail you while praying, do not repress them. Look at them, for they show themselves in pictures. Write them down, and then, when you have become calmer, go into prayer. Ask Christ for support and help to recognize and clear up these all too human aspects. We would also say, the sins or the wrong attitudes. We strive to become calmer. We want to find our way into the inner stillness, to be able to pray from the heart, for true prayer is a dialogue with God. It makes us happy, it makes us strong in faith, it makes us more secure in everyday life. Why? Because we sense His presence. Why do many, many thoughts break in over us, often, exactly when we want to pray? Let us bring to mind that much lies in our subconscious that we have repressed in the way of desires, claims and ambitions, also guilt and other things that burden us, because we did not want to admit to it in our conscious mind. These negative energies are stored in our subconscious and from there encroach upon our feelings, sensations, thoughts and actions. We should figure out these inputs, so that we are able to deal with them, to clear them up and become free of them. If we now resolve to pray, that is, if we strive to become calmer, then our subconscious reacts immediately. It uses the chance to assail us, with whatever it wants, because, by all means, our subconscious wants to put through what we bear, unacknowledged, in ourselves, as all too human desires. And so, if thoughts assail us, we write them down. We ask the Spirit for help and support, so that we can clear them up. I repeat, if we want this, and fulfill what we have recognized, should these thoughts appear again, we do not allow it. Once more, we ask for help. Lord, I have asked you to transform these aspects. Now I place these thoughts at your feet and ask you to help me to no longer harbor these thoughts. Let us go within again and again, let us go into meditative prayer, and we will experience that Christ supports us. We sense the Spirit in us. This feeling and sensing makes us happy and glad from within. We can approach our fellow man in a much calmer and balanced way and also achieve more in daily life. A person who is ready and willing to rectify the all too human aspects with his help feels better from day to day. First is the prayer of recognition and then the prayer of the deed. The prayer of the deed means that we feel in our heart, it is a genuine concern that all goes well for people, nature and animals. We will judge less and less often, that is, disparage others or be envious. These ambitions of the all too humanness recede more and more, because we are working with the power of the Christ of God. Our soul becomes more light-filled, our person freer. This means that given time, the soul will pray. The prayer from the depths of our soul is a profound prayer of thanks, a selfless prayer, which makes us glad and happy, from our soul. It is an inner joy, because as a person we also sense that we have drawn closer to God. But it requires practice, it is a constant learning. Please do not give up. Practice over and over again, pray again and again, until it becomes a very deep desire to act in daily life as our prayers are. Through this, we become creative, we draw from the power of life, which is in us. Someone who is truly vivified by the desire to find himself and to draw closer to Christ is also willing to learn. The one who wants to, gathers experiences on how the various sitting positions have an effect on him and in him. For instance, slouching in a chair, which thoughts come? And what is it like when you consciously hold yourself upright, resting on your tailbone? Watch yourself, and remember this often. The prayer posture, which we have already addressed, sitting upright with both feet on the floor, it, too, wants to be learned. I can say from my own experience, when you also assume this posture during conversations, it is much easier for you to listen to your neighbor and give him the right answer. You then find the lawful solution much more quickly and surely, also in your work area. Leaning against the wall, for example, or against door jams also shows us that we are not concentrated. We cannot fully focus on our neighbor or a situation, because leaning against the door jamb or wall is already based on thoughts that have brought us into this position. We have gotten to know a prayer posture that is useful and beneficial for the collection of our powers of consciousness. Many a one has noticed that we fall back again all too easily, even though we've resolved to do it differently. But we should also experience what it is like when we slouch in a chair. What thoughts develop? Are these the deep prayer thoughts linked with God? We learn that we can never pray intensely this way. We do have prayer thoughts, but as we ourselves sense, they come from without. These are, then, externalized prayers, prattling prayers. Between these prayer tracts lie our desires, thoughts that entirely possess us. Let us try it, let us make our own experiences, then we will learn. It was not without reason that Christ said to us in many revelations, in which the goal was to receive his radiation, assume an inner and outer posture, on the inner path, the path to the inner life, the conscious, aligned, ultimately, disciplined posture is a very, very great help. For one thing, to find oneself, for another, to recognize more clearly and quickly which thoughts go out from us during the course of our day. With the power of our Redeemer, we can also overcome what we clearly recognize in and on ourselves as negative aspects. The spiritually conscious, upright posture bears witness to respect, straightforwardness and a certain inner strength. This posture is an inner humility before the Great Spirit, a thankfulness toward Him. Let us always remember the antenna. The human being is also sender and receiver. It would be a gain for us if we discipline ourselves and apply this upright spiritual posture toward ourselves, by making ourselves aware again and again of whom we actually are. For example, am I merely a listless human being? Or is there in me a power before which I should assume a correct posture? If we are aware of this, then we will also do it. Let us make the experience, ourselves. In daily life, for instance, during a conversation or on the telephone, we can clearly notice this. If we orient our antenna, then we sense how we receive help from within. If we were tired, for example, suddenly more strength flows to us. This takes place due to the orientation, which we gradually adhere to, totally as a matter of course. If we have learned it, we become entirely different people. We learn to truly pray. We learn to deal with our neighbor in a good way. We are happier. We grow closer to our neighbor from within, and much more. The upright posture helps. Through a conscious alignment with Christ, we truly take a great step forward. We sense what it means. The kingdom of God is in us, or I am the temple of God. From this grows the desire to cleanse our temple, in order to become free, in order to attain the inner feeling God is present. Over and over again, let us make ourselves aware. The human being is merely the shell of the great, light-filled being. The light-filled being in us should radiate throughout the shell.